Good evening. Before I begin, let me wish and extend a warm welcome to our guests this time. As always, my dear friends, it is good to join with you to enable us to discuss matters which will provide you with more information. But because we have our visitors this time, let us have an evening of your questions.
Thank you. George?
We go on to your questions, let me just say this to you. That as we approach another of your earthly years, you all, my dear friends, will find a great upliftment of your spirits. And as we approach the time of your new year, I ask that each one prepares himself for more new knowledge.
Something to look forward to.
You have been hopefully developing that inner strength which belongs to you all. And this past year has seen many occasions when this has been so. Now, if you have any questions at this time, let us try to discuss them.
We start with you, George.
Yes. Well, there's one question I would like to ask. We have a term, ascended master, which I think implies that a master has developed and ascended from planetary life. But I think we know. That it is not always like this, and this presupposes different kinds of masters, or masters that have travelled different pathways in order to, and as a result, reach the status of master. Can you tell us something about that to help clarify our thoughts?
Yes, I understand your question. Let me say this to you, my dear friends. As always, we have the problem of physical words.
Yes.
And the saying ascended masters has been used as a cloak for many things. But for you, I will try to clarify our position. There have been and are today within your world many people who have gifts of the Spirit which is far above the normal human being. These people who have come to this earth plane with these many gifts of Spirit to display are given titles to which truly they do not deserve to have. Because, let me clarify this for you. An ascended master from our world would be one who already had many gifts of the Spirit and would work from the Spirit world.
Yes.
In the way of influencing another human being. That is the reality. But because you human beings hold on to your egos, you are inclined to think that any soul who has descended to this earthly plane and shows these many gifts of Spirit must be a master who has ascended and returned to your earthly. Not so. They are another aspect of a soul who is still learning in your world. And although the word master may well be used for them, I have to say, in our world, they would not be called masters.
Yes, I see that this has to be the key to our understanding.
Yes.
That they are masters as defined in spirit world.
Yes. Yes. Always you human beings are so keen to have something special. When very often it is only a soul who has come to grow in the same way as every individual within this room has come to grow.
Would Jesus be an example of an exception to what you've described?
No, no exceptions.
No exceptions.
He came to this earth. If you wish to use the word master, then he was a master of spiritual gifts.
Yes.
But he was not what we would call in our world ascended masters. Ascended masters teach from our world.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I see. Teach from your world.
They exert their influence through many people.
Yes.
Not only one.
So, an ascended master, as defined, would not reincarnate.
No.
And would possibly not be able to reincarnate.
No, of course. Ascended means risen. And if you have risen in our world, there is no need to return in a physical incarnation. You understand?
Yes, that does help clarify. Thank you.
So everybody,
but we are happy and we understand that physical language dictates to you for your own understanding. And to us that is perfectly acceptable, providing the knowledge is understood.
So I was just going to say, so those that come back to this world, sometimes they come to help others, but the main reason is to learn.
If you return to this earth plane, you have come to learn something.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
There is no one person upon this earth who is has full knowledge of spirit. Only when you return home is that knowledge extended for you.
Yes, I think I can understand that Jesus has would have had much more knowledge than those inhabiting the earth.
Of course.
But as you say, not full knowledge.
Of course. Otherwise, he would not have returned in human form. But of course, he had many, many spiritual gifts which were useful to him while he walked this earth. And as we have discussed on many occasions, there have been many so-called masters in your world. Those spirits who come to offer their love to this world and to use their gifts for the betterment of mankind. I hope that is helpful to you.
Yes, I'm sure that's helped clarify all our thoughts.
There is much misunderstood information upon your planet.
Yes.
But as I have said, if people find these words helpful in their understanding, then so be it.
Yes, I think part of the difficulty has been complete knowledge and our language and our thoughts.
Yes.
But that does help to clarify. Thank you.
And as I have stated, mankind's own ego.
Yes. Ah, yes.
That has to be a huge consideration.
That can power our thoughts in the wrong direction.
Yes.
How about you, Roy? Any questions?
Thank you, yes. Jules told me that Stanley Matthew would not be present over the Christmas period because you... were not available over the Christmas period. Is there any... Is that coincidence that that is also the main Christian festival that's all away at the same time?
I understand your question and thank you for it. I withdraw on many occasions throughout your calendar year upon this earth. But at what you call Christmas time, which after all is another religious festival, it does coincide with a time when many of us in our world gather, because there is so much love already in your world at that time of year that we feel it appropriate to withdraw for a very short time. But in saying this, although we withdraw, we are fully aware of each and every one to whom we come. There has to be a time when we withdraw and we have to regenerate, if you like, our own spiritual energies. But, as you would no doubt agree, at the time of your many festivities throughout the year, there is always more abundance of love and goodwill to each other. And in this, I am speaking generally.
Yes, thank you.
But it is not because it is Christmas that really it does not hold any strong indications with us. It is all to do with the love energies which surround your earth at that time.
And you have told us, Sally, that you need to yourself get sort of regenerated or whatever.
Yes. It is something that has to happen. Because, as I have told you in past times, to come down to this level of energy is not easy. And it is important for us all to recoup those spiritual energies and return to where we truly belong.
Yes, and I think I would be right in saying that that difficulty of coming down to this earthly energy also connects with the last question and would make it impossible for a master to incarnate.
The density of your energy indeed would make that so. A true master would not reincarnate into a human form. It just would not happen. And again, we have not gone enough into the subject of energy that your understanding would be great enough for explanation of it.
Yes. Yes, perhaps that again is something to look forward to in the future.
That is to come, but that is some way off, I have to say.
Thank you.
Where do you come?
Oh, I haven't any questions at the moment, but I'm just interested in what I hear.
Yes. Her mind is whirring within.
Understandably.
Graham or Paul?
I've got a question. It's a bit of a tricky one, but I'll try and simplify it. It's about the power of thought, I think. Because I've been reading a book called Seth Speaks, and he gives information about thought and how it creates, how our thoughts affect and creates the world around us.
Yes.
And he gives information a little bit about the
an unseen, invisible, almost a grid of some kind of energy grid that throughout the earth that interacts somehow with our thoughts and is used in the way they materialise into the physical forms. And this energy grid has various intersections throughout it, and such that certain places are easier or quicker maybe to have your thoughts materialised than in other places. And I was listening to the news the other day and I picked up that there were an unusual amount of lottery winners in the top two towns were very close together, that produced the most lottery winners. I think one was Romford and Ilford in Essex. And it was sort of beyond the mathematics of winners. So I wondered whether those two areas were benefiting from this energy grid. And also there's a place called Pai in Thailand, which I've always felt is one of my favourite spots that I've travelled to. I felt thoughts seem to happen rather quickly there, things that you think. I don't know if you can confirm any of that. Or...
Yes, again, you are delving into deeper matters when you speak of energy. But I will try in a simplified manner to explain for you. In fact, there is a confusion of questions here, and some which I have answered for you previously. Yes, there are many areas, if you wish to call them that, throughout the whole of your planet where energies are much stronger. But I would say the areas mentioned by you, which have been lucrative for, I don't know what you said, winners.
Various lottery winners.
I am not familiar with lottery. But I take it that you mean that it has become lucrative for those who are doing such actions.
Yes, yes.
I cannot say that the energy of your world in that particular place is especially for this to happen. Forgive the lady, she still has a little problem with her throat this time. Let me say this to you. Those places where you feel pure energy, and there are many places throughout your world where thoughts quickly become your reality. And those in the main are places where there is not too much abundance of people energy, but that the energies remain pure.
Right, I see, yes.
Yes, there is what you call some form. Forgive, I will deal with this problem. Yes. We have not discussed this before, but we do have beings of energy. And I mention it only because you have asked the question. There are beings of energy who help with the thoughts of every single being within this planet. Do you remember the conversation that we had when thoughts can be intercepted?
Yes. Yeah.
When they are negative thoughts.
Yes.
In the same way, thoughts of harmony and love and for good can be harnessed and helped to create that reality. After all, I am sure you remember that your thought is your reality.
Yes.
Reality begins with the thinking. So therefore, you are correct when you speak of grids of energy. That is not the way I would have explained it to you, but it is satisfactory as far as I am concerned, if it helps again in your understanding. It is something we will go into much more deeply,
yeah,
at a later stage.
Yeah, it's a big topic, I understand.
Again, we have broached the subject of what I feel is the most important, and that is thought. Mm. How often have I repeated about your thinking?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Your thinking is everything. And it is important to realize that what you think and what you wish for should be guarded well.
We should monitor and pay attention to our thinking.
Yes, do not allow your thoughts to be too random. Be careful of your thinking at all times. Or if you are not, then you must be prepared and be responsible for the results.
Yes, exactly. We're responsible.
Yes. And of course, again, that brings us back to thinking and the way that it affects the physical body. So you see, you come full circle with thought.
Yes, it really is it's everything. We have to acknowledge it. It's right at the center of all of our lives.
Yes. But yes, there are many points of energy throughout your world. I can confirm that point.
But generally these are away from the busy people.
Places. If you are looking for pure energy, go to the places of openness where the energies have not become tarnished with the everyday mass of thought which occurs in places like your cities and towns. Return to the more natural habitats, and there you will feel the power of your thinking and the way it is utilized to become your reality.
Hmm. Oh, that clarifies it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Sarah? Really, there's only been one thing with... I know you've covered some of this ground before, Sally Met, but when people get older and they start to lose their memory, is this part of what they've
what they've created themselves, or is it just a process because, well, perhaps I should ask you what it is.
Well, there is never one answer, as I have told you, but I have to repeat once more that, in general, the result of your thinking creates your illness.
Yes. Yes.
But there are those people in your world who have chosen to come to live for however many of your earthly years, and loss of memory can be part of that life they have chosen.
Alright. I wondered if it's, we were talking about energy, and I was just wondering if it was a sort of depletion of energy
It is either an abuse of your thinking, or it is a chosen pathway.
Right. Okay.
And of course, the way you live your life will determine what comes to you. And whatever you have chosen will always come to you if your free will allows it to. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yes, coupled with that, it's a frequent pursuit these days for people to exercise their physical bodies, but not necessarily exercise their minds. In fact, much physical exercise must be very boring for the mind, and I'm just wondering if this detracts from the mental self at all. Exercising the physical body in a rather boring sort of way, monotonously.
Yes. Let me just say this to you, my dear friend, that physical exercise, I know, for many people, helps with their thinking. If that is the case, then it can only be good for them.
Yes.
But if they are exercising the physical body for the wrong reasons, then of course, and when we speak of mind, I believe you are speaking of the physical brain when you say boredom.
Yes.
Because the mind would never become bored. Because, of course, the mind belongs to spirit.
Yes, that is correct. I was really thinking of the physical brain.
Yes, I thought that you were. But, of course, the mind needs to be, and I use your earthly word, exercise, only in as much as you need to meditate. And again, I am saying to you, my dear friends, that is the way forward. Because without your quiet times, you cannot develop those spiritual gifts. So in a way, that is the exercise for the mind.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, indeed. Sure.
But again, we return to your free will. And every deed, every thought, lies with the responsibility that you have made the choice. You decide, my dear friends, what it is you wish to do, what actions to take, what thoughts to think, It is a great responsibility, is it not?
Yes.
And indeed becomes more complex as indeed you grow in spirit. That responsibility becomes greater. I will take one more question this time.
Any one question? I'm just more of a comment really, and just wondered what your thoughts were. I was listening to a program about animals, especially the farm animals, the sheep and the cows and so on, and it's been discovered that the animals are much more intelligent than originally thought. And if this is so, they would have to think again about the farming methods and obviously make it much more kindly for the animals. I wondered if this is the way forward, and hopefully to help the animals in the long run. Is this the way it should go?
Any deed or action that is better for the animals in your world can only be good.
Yes, for some of them are very badly treated.
I would say that in times past, the animals in your world were treated much better than they are today.
Yes.
Because hunters and people killed animals to survive. And they did not have the knowledge which is available today. They were, in a sense, much kinder in their treatment of their animals. And again, I am speaking generally, because there always are in your world many exceptions to the rule. Animals in your world today are farmed to be killed.
Yes.
And that is a blight upon mankind. Animals were placed upon this earth for a reason. And it is not always cruel for a man to feed his family to kill an animal, provided it is done with love and for the right reason. But today, I have to say, fear has been created among many in your animal kingdom. Not for the feeding of many people, but for the making of money.
Yes.
And for many reasons which are not good. So I, in reply to your question, is that any opening of discussion can only be good and can only take you forward as far as the animals are concerned.
Yes, let's hope so. When you say that the animals were put here for a reason, is that just part of the ecological or whatever it is, development, or
animals have their own evolution in this world. They have the right to grow in the same way, although differently, as you human beings. But, as I have said, in past times, for mankind to exist, he felt, to kill to survive.
religion in the present time, our interaction with the various animals on this earth is an opportunity for us to go forward.
Yes. Very fact that there are now discussions about it means that mankind is opening his eyes to the suffering that he creates. And no one upon this planet can be without some responsibility for the killing of your animals. Mankind, I feel, thinks he is the superior animal because of his brain size. That, my dear friends, is not entirely true.
No. I think I've heard somewhere that dolphins have actually got more developed brains than us.
That is true.
Yes. But even if they hadn't, I think we don't have the right to do the things we do to them anyway.
And who is mankind to say that the love of an animal is not as strong as the love which he